But let's talk about the tech behind all of this at the moment with Thebzi Turkalp, who is a tech expert, editor of GadgetDetective.com, and joins us on this. Thebzi, good morning.
Morning.
You've heard the concerns that people have had about this morning. What do you think?
In terms of the concerns, there is always going to be a balance between convenience and on one side and security and privacy on the other side. Okay, we could have a very convenient life. If for example, we didn't choose to lock our doors or our vehicles, then it would be much more convenient. We wouldn't have to worry about keys, but we have those things because we value our security. This is different to what has gone before. Not just because of the use of technology, but because there will be a centralized database which will be accessed increasingly. And I don't believe for one moment that this is just about right to work and right to rent. Can you imagine that the government would spend these billions on a system like this if that's what it was for? The research that I've done says that between 2025 and 2027, they will look to put on digital driving license, veteran cards, criminal records checks, DBS certificates will be put on there. So the government is issuing a series of certificates which will be held on the device. But then when your digital papers are checked, it will display a barcode or a QR code which will be scanned. At that point, it will check against the central database. This your device, but also the central database, will hold biometric information such as your face, possibly your fingerprints, particularly if you've given your fingerprints crossing a border into the European Union. That will be there. And then the difficulty with that is, you see, if your password is stolen, you can change your password. If your biometric information is stolen, you cannot change it. It can be used against you to mimic you, to take out contracts in your name for the rest of your life, and there's very little once it's out. We're creating a central honeypot of information. The second phase that's expected to go in with this, so this is like a framework that they'll hang all these different functions off. So digital passports, NHS records, vaccination certificates, which are already on your NHS card, will be centralized into this. Benefit entitlement, education certificates and diplomas, employment credentials, age verification certificates, as well as the right to work and the right to rent certificates. And I suppose the concern about this is not just it can be stolen, and it's probably worth stating the obvious that we are under increasing cyber and hybrid attacks by bad actors, and the devastation that can be wrought with this data on individuals for the rest of their lives is almost unimaginable. What this sort of technology does is it fundamentally changes the contract and the relationship between the government and the citizenry. And there should be, I think, more of a debate about this. It's noteworthy that we're about a year into a new government and they're trying to implement such a major thing that wasn't in their manifesto.
Yeah. So what you've described this morning sounds incredibly convenient, all that information being brought together. And your feeling is that is the case, but the risk behind all of this is, look what's happened to Jaguar Land Rover right now. Production shut down, that huge company, because of a data breach there. Imagine if those hackers got into what you call that honeypot.
Yeah, so for example, we had the case of 19,000 Afghans having their information stolen and leaked and putting many of them at risk, 10,000 police officers, databases containing all the details of abuse survivors. All of this has already happened. So people can say, well, it's already happening, we don't need to worry. The difference is the scope and breadth of the data that's being held. How likely is it that the government can keep that safe? How likely is it that the scope of the use of this data will remain as it is? Mission creep and function creep are almost inevitable. So we will end up, I believe, with a system where we will just be required to show it so many times in a day. It's not just going to be when you go for a job and when you try and lease a flat. It's going to be so much more than that. And you can be happy with that. I mean, we can be very safe and cosseted when, you know, a government controls things, but they will have much more control, much more influence. When you do an age verification check, will they also be verifying your identity? If someone wants to visit a pornography website, for example, will they be put off because they're now going to be identified as well as their age verified?
Debsey, fascinating. Thanks so much for your time.